This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. In the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, we have the account of the apostles speaking in tongues. The word tongue means language. I am speaking to you right now in the English language, of course. The apostles were able to speak in at least 12 different languages in Acts 2. Why was this? Well, the 12 had a commission to go out and teach all nations. If Israel had accepted the message of the 12, the Lord would have soon returned. There was no time for them to go to school and learn the languages, so the God who confused the languages at Babel gave the apostles the ability to speak languages in order to complete their mission. Notice that there were no Gentiles there on Pentecost. Read Acts 2. First of all the events that took place in Acts 2 were in the temple where no Gentile could go. And secondly, the Lord was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So that's why there were no Gentiles there. The Lord said to the 12 that as he was sent, so he sent them. So it is evident that the apostles were to go out among the nations and teach the Jews the gospel. It was only after the continued rejection of the gospel by Israel that Peter was sent to a Gentile named Cornelius. Peter was told to do this in order to provoke Israel to jealousy. That's why the Gentiles were brought in the book of Acts. Later, the Corinthian church used the gift of tongues for showing off. The gift of tongues was for the Jews, and some Gentiles received it in order to provoke Israel to jealousy, as we said before. Tongues were given in preparation for Israel's kingdom. It was given to the apostles in order that they could speak to their people in their own languages. When Israel was set aside at the end of the book of Acts, tongues and the other gifts were discontinued. Today, the message is not about Israel's kingdom, but the church, which is the body of Christ. The church, the body of Christ, does not have a commission like the 12 apostles had. The Great Commission is not for today. It has nothing to do with us. The Great Commission had to do with Israel's kingdom. There is no need to speak in tongues today, so the Holy Spirit is not giving out this gift. Any attempt to imitate the Jews at Pentecost will end up in failure. Today's imitation tongues is nothing but unintelligible gibberish which no one can understand. Not even the person doing it understands what he or she is saying. The result of modern tongues is not Pentecost, but Babylon. Let me repeat this. Modern tongues is not Pentecost, but the Tower of Babel. Another side of this imitation spirituality is the physical and mental wreckage that follows in its wake. You can only fake it so long till you realize you're a fake. In vain attempts to reproduce what they think happened at Pentecost, these deluded people work themselves up into a nervous state accompanied by shaking and uncontrolled body movements. This nervous condition finally becomes permanent. Ponder that. Mental breakdowns and terrible conditions follow. It brings a constant state of immaturity and self-centeredness. The mental and physical wreckage which follows trying to do those things from a past dispensation is sad. I've seen it myself. Those who try to hold on to truths and ordinances of a past dispensation will only rob themselves and suffer loss. I am not trying to be unkind, but I want to wake you up to the rightly divided scriptures. This is for your peace and maturity. Forsake false imitations and find out what is truth for today. Read Ephesians. You will find that Christ is not only necessary, but he is enough apart from any ordinances and so-called gifts. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com.